Welcome back to Wild Child Records. I'm Jay Stoyan. On the show today, we have all the way from British Columbia, we have Tara Kai. Tara, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Jay, for inviting me to the show for the Disability Channel. It's an honor and privilege to be here and to meet everybody.
Well, that's great. Thank you for taking the time. And we've been checking you out offline, and you have quite the following, quite the extensive music career. But before we get started, tell us what it's like today in BC.
Well, the weather out here is really cold. It's -5, and we're looking at getting some snow by the weekend. How is your weather?
That's shocking. -5. I didn't think BC got down that low. Toronto. We're ready for a big snowfall today. So actually, we're down here in our Toronto studios. As you can see, it's a working studio. We have cabinets behind us, and we just purchased a set of drums for our open mic. So we're very excited. We have an open mic starting next Wednesday, March 1st. So we're really exciting, showcasing persons with disabilities, veterans, and all able-bodied musicians. So we're really excited about that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Tara, tell us about your career, and then we'll just dive right into it. So tell us how you got started, a couple inspirations, the genre you play.
Okay. Well, I started loving music when I was about 8 years old, and I watched the movie called Grease with my parents in our Datsun 510 at a drive-in theater. And I was like, I saw them on the stage and I was like, I'm hooked. This is exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. My parents said, well, you can't do that because it's not going to make you an income. So you have to go to school. So I became a biochemist and a genetic engineer. And then as soon as I got my degree, that was it. I went and I started studying opera as a gift to me. And I bought myself a piano as a gift to me. So I'm downstairs right now in my office because my piano is upstairs. It's hard to move.
Opera.
Yes, that, I'm opera trained.
That is amazing. I'm probably the farthest thing from knowing anything about opera, but when the performers open up, oh my goodness, it is magical. Like, it's just, it's maybe the most soothing and brilliant part of music that I can recall. And again, I'm not an opera person, but wow, those voices.
They have some amazing voices. And I wanted to study opera training because I wanted to learn how to sing correctly and to be able to maintain my diaphragm correctly, because I also play the saxophone. And so I needed to learn how to manage my diaphragm because I've been playing saxophone since I was 8 years old. And I have a very strong diaphragm. So opera training was recommended because you need to have a strong diaphragm for opera training. And actually, my saxophone diaphragm is so strong, I have to back off.
The lead singer from Judas Priest, Rob Halford, because I know he's an opera singer.
Is he?
He comes from an opera background. Yeah, he comes from an opera background. Actually, Judas Priest, like, when people say, well, let's gauge like the top voices, you know, of all time, Rob Halford is always there. People who do not know Judas Priest are not aware that he's operally trained. Like, his voice is incredible. It's like, you know, it's like a Robert Plant. It's like maybe better than Robert, but I like Rob. Rob's my guy.
I like them both. And
so tell me, go ahead.
Steven Tyler actually had a voice problem, and he had to go for Italian opera training to get his voice back at one point in his career. Aside.
No, but like Aerosmith has had such an interesting career because they went from obscurity to stardom in about 3 weeks, but it's not from luck. It's just from timing. Like, they were always plugging away, grinding it out, never getting any breaks. And then all of a sudden they got a big break and boom, exploded.
Well, and there's a lot of ladies that have been opera trained. There's also Pat Benatar, who's classically trained. Annie Lennox, Eurythmics. So I believe that opera training really is a great core. And one of the things that really drew me in about opera training was the fact that I got to learn how to sing in different languages.
And very
so that
nice.
Really appealing. So
take the opera and let's move it along now to maybe not the present, but where did you go next?
Well, then I joined an all-girl punk rock band to learn how to write songs. And I still have one of my all-girl rock band songs that I wrote on my YouTube discography. It's called Shira, and I'm Queen of the Jungle. So I use the opera training more because I need to be able to control my range. So I've got about a 4.75 octave range. I'm almost at five.
Wow. And
the opera training really helps me with the low notes as well as the high notes. And I started writing in about 1997 was when I first started writing songs. And then I worked with John Dean, who's my writing partner now. And I've known John Dean since 1994 when I had cancer. And I've always wanted to be in music. So that was my break from cancer and into health, was writing songs and singing. And I love singing, right? And so John and I, we've been writing for 29 years together now.
Wow. Can I take you back to the first, and I'll let you continue. I want to take you back to your pitch level. When you said what, your 4.5 or five, or is that what you said? Something like that?
Yeah, I've got almost a 5-octave vocal range.
So compare that to Beyonce, because I know people know she's got a really high, you know, or Mariah Carey. And I just for so our viewers, like, where are you on that scale, say?
Well, I can sing everything that Beyonce and Mariah Carey can sing easily. And you know, my voice is very similar. My idols were always, like, growing up, because of course Beyonce and Mariah Carey are a little younger than they were not available when I was growing up. So I idolized Barbara Streisand, okay, and Sarah McLachlan, Sarah Brightman, and Olivia Newton-John. So I can sing anything from Cher, well, all the way up to Mariah Carey or Beyonce.
Wow. Like, I just love, I mean, I love rock and roll. I love the guy bands. But when you get a lady who can really pound it out, it's kind of like magical compared to the guys. Like I love Anne Murray's voice. Anne Murray, I've seen Anne Murray on stage in the USA back in the 70s, where they had famous musicians on the stage with her. They didn't know her because she's Canadian. So they bring her up and she just destroys everybody on stage. It is remarkable, like, her voice. So when you talk about a female with an opera background, or like Pat Benatar or yourself or Annie, I love it. It's great.
And so I wanted to learn a little bit about the different languages too, because I wanted to be able to reach different audiences. And so I've learned how to sing and self-taught in Spanish. My grandfather, or my grandmother's boyfriend, who's been my grandmother's boyfriend since I was 8. So he was from Chile. And so he taught me how to do the Spanish and La Tentacion. And unfortunately, we lost him while I was writing Mi Amor. And so I decided that in his honor and in the honor of the friendship that I'd had with him my whole life, that I would continue to write in Spanish and continue to learn how to sing in Spanish. So I find that Spanish is just an amazingly romantic language to sing on, and same as Italian and French. So I look forward to doing some productions in Italian and French later on, and rewriting.
That's great. I love, like, that you sort of branched out, like, you're a multi-threat. So let's take a look here. So you're a songwriter.
Yes.
You're a musician.
I play saxophone. Yes.
And you're a singer. Like, yeah. Wow. And you do it in multiple languages.
Yes. I can sing in German, Italian, French, and Spanish. And I have been writing, like, I'm writing my own lyrics in Spanish.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, like, what, Feliz Navidad? Like, I don't know. Like, that's my Spanish history. And then Hogan Heroes is, like, my German. Like, oh my God. So this is, I'm getting educated. This is terrific. Why don't we take a break? And we'll come back. We're here with musician Tara Kai. She's a fabulous musician from BC, but she's all over the world. So when we come back, I want to hear what you have going on today, Tara.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. You're watching Wild Child Records. We'll be right back.